Dr. Haney, and she will be presenting marketing strategies for food products in parenting magazines, health assertions, consumer appeals, and good parent empathy. Dr. Haney completed her doctorate in developmental psychology at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. in 1993, and a master's of public health from Johns Hopkins University School of Public Health in 1996. She has worked in the prevention research branch of the NICHD since 1993 and is currently a staff scientist there. Her research interests focus on adolescent health behaviors with particular interest in parent and peer influences on youth health behaviors and intervention development and evaluation. Her current research is on the effect of promoting the consumption of nutrient-dense whole foods on management of type 1 diabetes among early adolescents. This study combines her long-term interest in adolescent development and parenting practices with the new areas of nutrition and childhood chronic disease.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to be presenting this on behalf of one of our post-baccalaureate fellows, Katie Englund, who wasn't able to attend the conference, and to also acknowledge my co-authors, Leah Lipsky, Sabrina Mathena, and Tanya Nansel. And what I'm going to be talking about today are what are the strategies advertisers use in parenting magazines, and what are some of the themes that they use when they advertise food products. We have no financial interests to disclose. And our research questions actually were regarding this advertising question. It's pretty well established that advertisers target young children on TV, and often the foods that they're promoting are foods that are highly palatable and energy dense, meaning junk foods. And this is considered to be a contributing factor to some of the choices that children make. We were interested in parents because parents serve as gatekeepers for what youth consume, particularly young children. And we were also interested in what kind of messages do advertisers use in these magazines that are particularly targeting parents. We also wanted to know if there was an association between how nutritious these products were and how they were advertised, looking both at the quantity of advertisements and how they're targeting their messages in these advertisements. The materials that we used were all of the issues of the 2009 Parenting and Parents magazines. Now, why we chose these two magazines is that they are the most highly subscribed magazines targeting parents of young children. And both of these magazines, as part of their mission statement, state that they are interested in promoting good parenting practice, supporting and providing information for parents. So they're considered reliable sources for many young parents. How we developed our coding scheme is that we looked at the prior year of parenting magazines, some examples from those years, and we extracted themes from the food advertisements that we found in those magazines. And we found that these themes were easily grouped into three categories. There were the health assertions, things that mentioned or appealed to good parenting, and then general consumer appeals. And I'll tell you a little bit more what those look like in a minute. We found over in the year 2009, between the two magazines, there were 487 advertisements for food products, and which represented 122 individual products. And for this analysis, what we used was the presence or absence of particular themes in any of the ads used for those products. We also assessed the amount of advertising space per page per product. And finally, we assessed the food labels from the products and scored them for nutrition quality. Here you can see what our advertising coding scheme looked like. 72% of the ads used some sort of health assertion. And these were general references to health, the things that say, oh, this is a healthy product, contributes to a balanced diet. Another theme was that it included specific nutrients. So it said, this includes vitamin D. Another theme was that it eliminated or reduced undesirable ingredients. These are your low-fat, low-sodium kinds of references. Others were that the product was contributing to weight control or referred to expert advice. So pediatricians recommend the product. We also found a lot of references, or 38% of them used references to good parenting. And these were things that said, You're monitoring the safety of the product or the safety of your child. There were other themes that promoted performance, and so maybe they said this product will help your child pay attention in school or will make them run faster and jump higher. And finally, there was the quality of the relationships. These are all the cookies at Christmas ads that promote that this promotes love in your family, ads that promoted the family meal, anything that talked about not the product so much, but this is about the relationships in the family. And then finally, 97% of the ads used consumer appeal, as you would expect. And these were kind of the everything else. There were general persuasions, things like celebrities or cartoon characters, appeals to taste, to cost, to convenience, said that the product was new and improved, or referred to that this is a brand that you can trust, the Johnson & Johnson kind of ad. This is to give you an example of what our coding scheme looked like with our adorable little boy on his bike. The appeal to good parenting here is the text says you check his helmet, you check his training wheels, shouldn't you be checking the label on his juice? Indicating if you're a good parent, you're going to be paying attention to the nutrition. This ad also included a health assertion. Health, high fructose corn syrup, sodium benzoate, artificial flavors, not what you were expecting to find, is it? This would be coded as the elimination or reduction of undesirable ingredients. Now look at Juicy Juice, all natural 100% juice and vitamin C. This would be an example of that the product contains a specific ingredient or nutrient. Our food label coding. We coded the food labels of each of the products on these five criteria. That it has less than 10% of calories from saturated fat, that there was no sugar added, that there was less than 200 milligrams of sodium per serving, that the ingredient list included any whole grain or whole food, and that the ingredient lists a fruit, vegetable, legume, or whole grain in the first three ingredients. And the way we scored the products was that if you had none or one, if you met none or one of these criteria, you were considered low nutrition. If you met two to three of the criteria, you were in the middle, and four to five were you were in the high. For our analysis, we examined the association between the nutrition scores and the advertisement categories. Those were our broad categories of health assertions, good parenting, and consumer appeals. Using a Fisher's exact test, and if that showed significance, we used logistic regression to test the magnitude. Similarly, we explored the associations between the nutrition score and selected themes using the same methods because we were interested in some of these specific themes that we were finding. Regarding nutrition, we looked at the general health claims that it included specific nutrients and that it eliminated or reduced undesirable ingredients. We were also looking at a couple of consumer behaviors, cost, taste, and convenience, and we were curious about these because these have been shown to be what people report as being barriers to healthful eating. And so we were just curious as to how those might be playing out in the marketing world. And finally, we examined the number of pages of advertising for each product by nutrition score. You look using an ANOVA. And we were interested in this because in other research, primarily targeting children, there is a difference between the quantity of healthful foods and the quantity of advertising for less healthful options. And we wanted to see if that held here. To look at some of our results, as you can see, there's 38% of the products advertised were considered low nutrition products, and these would include things like a Burger King hamburger, a bagel bite, or Tyson's chicken nuggets. 45% fell into the middle range of the nutrition scores. These would be products like Jif peanut butter, Kraft macaroni and cheese, white rice. And then 17% of the products fell into the high category, and that might be a Hobbs House avocado, Minute brown rice, or Tropicana orange juice. And just to illustrate what kinds of advertising is out there, we categorized all the products into these food categories. And you can see that for this particular sample, about 20% of the advertisements were for fruits and vegetables, 20% were for snacks and sweets, and 19% were for meat and dairy products, the rest of the advertising being spread across these other categories. And if you just look, you can see the nutrition scores sort out pretty well as according to what we would expect, with things like fruits and vegetables being towards the higher, middle and high scores, and things like snacks and sweets being predominantly in the lower categories. When we examined whether there was an association between nutrition score and our advertising categories, our broad categories, we found that there was absolutely no association. And to orient you to that figure, that first bar is the sample distribution of the nutrition scores. And as you can see, there is really nothing going on, that none of those bars look different from one another. So this meaning that in general, nutrition score has really very little to do with how the product's advertised. However, when we did look at the specific themes, we found significant associations for a couple of the themes. And specifically, in comparison to those foods with the lowest score, foods with the highest scores were better than four and a half times more likely to say that this was a healthy product. And they were also 7 times greater likelihood of saying that they had a specific ingredient met a specific need. Finally, we found that there was no association between nutrition scores and the amount of advertising space. And I missed one finding. We also found no association between the specific themes of that there is the advertising that you don't have something in it, or taste, convenience, or cost. So our conclusions were that most foods are advertised using a health assertion. So clearly marketers think that the healthfulness of a food is a way to encourage purchasing behavior. This is something that they view as important to making their products appealing to consumers. Also, compared to the least healthful products, products that are more healthy tend to advertise this in general terms, so they proclaim that they're healthy, but they also highlight the product as a source for specific nutrients or to fulfill specific dietary needs. That's not really surprising. They're appealing to what they've got in it for you. However, products of low and high nutritional quality alike advertise what they do not have. So products that are basically very low quality, fairly poor choices, lots of calories for little nutrition, still advertise appealing to the healthfulness of the product. They're low fat, they're low sodium. So obviously nutrition concerns are highly influential. We also found no associations between nutrition score and factors known to influence consumer behavior, taste, cost, or convenience. And what our thinking had been was perhaps those who, since this is known to be a barrier to healthy eating, at least the perceptions of these things, we were wondering, were marketers of healthful foods trying to change that perception? And clearly at this point they were not. We were also interested, are marketers of less healthful options trying to capitalize on these characteristics? They're not doing that either. So, and finally, the lack of differences in the amount of advertising space and pages by nutrition scores probably reflects the target audience of these magazines that we targeted. So certain products advertise less in general, things like fruits and vegetables. We found that 20% of the advertisements in this sample were for fruits and vegetables, and that surprised us. And we're thinking that because this is a target audience already interested in good parenting practices, that possibly these groups with lower budgets for marketing are strategically targeting these groups. And that's why you were seeing more healthful products. Thank you very much. Any questions? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So are those like fruit snacks or like?
Yes. If the primary ingredient in the product was fruit, so a fruit cup would be then considered a fruit or vegetable, would be in that fruit and vegetable category. Fruits were actually very few advertisements for fruits. And so they often have added sugar. So so they wouldn't get the highest rating. They also in that category would be things like pasta sauce, which there's a lot of advertisements for. Main ingredient is tomatoes, but they often don't meet those other criteria. So, yes, so you do see some distributions, but these are packaged foods primarily, so they're not a lot of fresh foods.
And then the same for beverages, were they mostly like the juices, or were there...
Beverages are all over the place. Beverages might be Starbucks coffee. Beverages might be Gatorade, which would get almost a zero, possibly. But it could also be a, like the Juicy Juice, which would get a 5 or 4.